This episode is brought to you by Kia's first three-row, all-electric SUV, the Kia EV9. With available all-wheel drive and seating for up to seven adults. With 0-60 speed that thrills you 1 minute and available lounge seats that unwind you the next. Visit kia.com/EV9 to learn more. Ask your Kia dealer for availability. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Always drive safely.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
So are you letting fear hold you back from sharing your authentic self online, or holding you back from finally launching this business you want to do, or show a version of yourself online that you never have before, or just show up as your authentic self? Are you letting the fear of what other people think control yourself? And if you are, you've clicked on the right video, obviously. Welcome to another mindset pep talk. I'm so happy to have you here, and I'm just on a roll of creating a lot of mindset pep talks. So if I'm in the same outfit, it is what it is, but that's not what you're here for. You're here to receive a motivational and inspiring message from me that will get you back on the right path. I will help you feel amazing and not feel fearful of showing up as your authentic self and just going out there and just doing whatever the hell you want, because you can. Okay, so you feel like you're not able to express yourself right now, and you're able to not express your true self fully, and I get it. There's a lot of people probably watching you, you know, whether you are a creator, influencer, model, creative, whatever, people are watching your work, you know, and I get it. Sometimes it's a lot of pressure and you're like, oh my God, what are all these people actually thinking of me? And it can be a bit overwhelming, and then you could be like in thoughts and moments being like, oh my God, this is really cringe. Like, are people understanding me? Do people get it? But let me tell you, let's calm your mind. Let's take a deep breath in and exhale all the fears, exhale any negativity, just ground yourself in this present moment and let's chat about it. When you are fearful of what other people think about you and whether you'd be judged, it's basically a form of negative self-talk, because you're saying that you're not enough as your true authentic self, because you're scared to show that, you're not proud to show that, right? And I want you to know, you are on the brink of something extraordinary. I love using that word because I just feel like it's so like powerful. But instead of putting that energy into something that's going to push you down and that's going to push your creativity down because you're caring too much about what others think, let's dive deep into liberating your mind from the weight of other people's opinions. Because other people's opinions do not matter. As in people you do not know, it doesn't matter. Obviously, it's different in certain situations, but I'm talking about people online, you know? So first things first is to recognize your worth is not determined by how you show up online or what you put online. And it's definitely not determined by external validation. That is the last thing, or it's not even a thing. Your journey, your voice, your choices, they're uniquely yours. Like, you have been given this vision as a creative, as a creator, and it's your duty to really put it out there in the world, because your voice needs to be heard. Like, you never know whose life you can inspire and change. And if you're holding that back because you're scared of what other people think, this is not of service to the world, honey. We need to be giving and serving regardless of what other people think, because not everyone's going to agree with you, and that's okay. Like, we're not here to be liked by everyone. If anything, that is literally not what we want. Embrace the power that comes from being authentically you. You got to where you are for a reason, and the people who follow you are wanting to see you. They're wanting to get to know you more. I personally love seeing people who express their personality and show a bit more of their personal life, because you feel more connected to them. Whereas, yeah, sure, I love inspirational, like, aesthetic photos of things, and it's a vibe, but at the end of the day, is that gonna really, like, change, you know, motivate me and want me to, like, be better? Like, not really, you know? Like, maybe on a superficial level, but that's not really gonna, like, dig deep and, like, and hit me hard, you know? Remember, it's your life. Like, it's literally your life. You've created this space. It's your social media account. So you have the creative freedom and the creative control to show whatever you want to show. Like, ever since I said that to myself, I'm like, fuck, it really is my life, you know? This is my life. So who is Tom, Jill, and Ben here to tell me what to do and what to post on my social media? And if you don't like it, simply unfollow. Like, that is that. The people that don't understand, they don't need to be there. It's like the trash taking itself out in the most graceful way and non-offensive way, but like, you know what I mean, you know? Like, the people who don't get it, it's fine. Not everyone's gonna get you, and that's actually a good thing, because it means that you're not people pleasing. It means that you're staying true to yourself. You know, if all humans agreed, that'd be very boring. And maybe someone doesn't agree with you, but you've actually inspired a thought and, you know, inspired them to maybe change their mind too. You never know. Let's reframe the fear of judgment, okay? Instead of fearing it, understand that not everyone will resonate with your content or your authenticity, and that is absolutely fine. The girls who get it, and the girls that don't. And it's exactly that. Those who connect with your truth are truly the ones that matter most, and remember that. Okay, so now let's do a little visualization exercise, because we know how powerful visualization is, truly life-changing. Now, you can close your eyes if you like, but I want you to envision your online presence as a canvas of self-expression, okay? Ignore all the noise around you, ignore the trends, ignore what other people are doing. Just think of, you know, say you've recreated your social media, or Instagram or TikTok has just come out and no one's really on it, and this is just your expression of yourself and your true authentic self. This is your space to radiate positivity, share your passions, and let your personality shine in your own creative way. Like, we are all creatives and we all have such different ways of showing that, and that's what's beautiful, because our styles are so different. It's not about proving yourself or constructing yourself in a certain way, you know, an alter ego. I mean, maybe if you want to do that, sure, but you know, it's hard to say, because as humans we are so complex and there's so many different modalities to who we are. I think one way that we present ourselves online is definitely not just one side of us, but it doesn't mean that it's not us. But I think there's a difference between, yeah, showing one side of us to then showing a complete constructed version of ourselves that we think we need to be for other people. You know, I think, for example, the version I show of myself, say on like Feed Me Glow, is slightly different to who I show on Shannon Tang. And now it's becoming more of a blend of both. I've become a lot more confident to show my personality and all aspects of myself on my personal Shannon Tang account. But before, for a very long time, I felt like it was like two different personalities, which is what inspired me to create this platform. Because I'm like, you know, when you're in the fashion industry, you have to present yourself in a different way, or be more like cool. And that's why I created this platform, because I wanted to blend the two worlds together, wellness and fashion industry, arts, entertainment industry. It doesn't need to be so separate, and you can be into both things and show that as well. Just because I'm so into my mindset and my wellness habit, it doesn't mean that I don't love fashion and style and expressing myself in creative ways and going out and, you know, meeting different types of people. Like, you can be both. And I feel like the society loves to put us in a box. You're either the fashion girl or the wellness girl. You're either the model or the influencer. You're either the actor, but you can't be both, because if you're both, that complicates things and you're not fully one thing. Like, that is what society wants us to believe to be, but I'm here to tell you that you can be whatever the hell you want to be, and you can be a hybrid of it all if you want to, and you can succeed in doing that. It's just about taking the necessary steps and putting the right focus in whichever area you want to or you feel most drawn to. I want you to remind yourself that it's not about proving yourself, it's truly about showing yourself in your most authentic way, and being proud of that. You know, be proud of your authentic self. And if something you do isn't necessarily the norm, create a new trend out of it then. That's how trends are created, right? Like, you want to be a trendsetter, not a follower. So shift your focus inwards. What truly matters to you? What makes your heart race with excitement or gets you really excited and just like you want to do it now, you know, that feeling. Let those passions guide you and guide your content. When you're aligned with your values, external opinions hold less weight because you're like, well, this is actually what I truly believe in and I'm so passionate about it. So I actually don't really care if you don't like it, you know, sorry, not sorry. So consider this, every judgment or criticism is more about the person giving it than what it says about you. Release the need to carry the weight of others' expectations. You are not responsible for their perceptions. You are responsible for staying true to yourself. And surround yourself with a community that supports you. I mean, you're inside the Guide Me Glow members club, so obviously this is the community of people to support you and to hold space for you and make you feel safe. Engage with those who celebrate your authenticity, whether it's, you know, your close friends, your family. Be around people that know you and celebrate you as you, not for how many followers you have or not for how many likes you get or who you know and what you do, who you work with. Like, all that stuff is superficial and it's not real connections. And yeah, sure, like, you have work connections and networking and all that, but be around people who truly celebrate you for you. Their positivity will always be like a shield of any other negativity, because when you have people around you that love you and understand you, it's just like, you know, you have a space and you know you have a home. And you can also create that within yourself too if you feel like you don't have that at the moment. Share your thoughts inside the community. I really encourage you to do that. And let's start creating important conversations around this topic that will empower each other, because we're all in this together. And embrace vulnerability with your story, you know, with what you've gone through. Like, why do you feel vulnerable to show your true self? It's your story with all the ups and downs. We've all have ups and downs. It's nothing to hide. It's actually what makes us stronger, and we should be proud of it. By sharing your journey, not only will you connect deeper with other people, it also empowers them to embrace their authenticity. And you're a powerful source, you know, you are power, you are a person of influence, you are a person who has so much inspiration and motivation to give. Like, you hold so much power that it would be a shame to, you know, keep that to yourself, really. Your purpose in this world is to keep inspiring others and to live their truth. So just do that in the most authentic way you know how. And I want you to visualize right now the incredible impact you have on other people and the incredible impact you can make by breaking free from the fear of judgment. Just visualize yourself breaking free from the fear of judgment, breaking free from caring what other people think. Your unique voice can truly inspire others so much. It can uplift, it can motivate. Your voice is just special. You have the ability to create powerful change in the world, and that is needed. In a world where so much is happening and there's so much, there is darkness in the world, but where there's darkness, there's light, and we are the people of light and we are bringing that light into the world. And lastly, I want you to give yourself some self-love. Celebrate your victories, celebrate how far you've come so far. You didn't get to where you are for no reason. You put in the work. It's, you know, you are the creator of your own life, and where you are in life right now is accumulation of what you did in the past. So give yourself the credit. You know, take a break and celebrate your wins, big or small. You are on a journey of self-discovery, and I'm really, really, truly so proud of you. Every step towards self-acceptance is truly a win. So, glow girl, it is time to set yourself free from other people's opinions. You are a force of authenticity, a beacon of uniqueness, and the world is ready for you. The world is ready to see the true, authentic you, and the fear that you're creating in your mind is literally not real. It's an imagination. And so if you can imagine fear, you can also imagine courage and, you know, you shining like you are. Embrace your freedom and let your authentic self free. I'm sending you an abundance of acceptance, power, love, and courage to be unapologetically you. Thank you for listening to this mindset pep talk. I hope that has made you feel better and has given you confidence to go out there now and post as your authentic self. Let me know how you get on. Write into the community if you want more advice. Give me a little message, you know, if you want to hear more about specific topics. Let me know and I can make more mindset tips on it. I'm gonna go now. So keep glowing and I will see you soon. Bye.